It's Indians Radio Week. It's also 10 months till Christmas Eve. So here comes Bobby D. Here comes Bobby D. Right down Indians Lane. He's here to tell us all the joy that'll come with Indians games. This is Craig. That's as far as I can go this morning. I can't.
That's mighty fine.
I'm running on a tightrope here.
You're not going to hear that on some other station that carries the Indians.
He's going to be humming that song all day and think, why is that song in my head? We are heading out to Goodyear, Arizona for Indians Radio Week on WEOL Indy. Indians, Bobby DiBiasio is out there along with Andy Bulbarch. Sorry, Bobby, I didn't mean to put that in your ear this morning.
But. Well, when I'm laying over standing over an eagle putt later on this afternoon, and that song comes into my head, I have an excuse why I missed it.
Why I didn't. I'm humming Christmas songs. You know, it's not too far. Well, it's a Christmas day for Indians fans because they get to buy their single game tickets today. So
that... Absolutely. Yeah, it's always a fun day when we get to announce that tickets go on sale. And, you know, go to Indians.com. It's the best place to go to get all your information, match up those promotional days, the special promotional days that we have. That one, you go to Indians.com/specials. There's, you know, a bobblehead series in that special promotional package of mustard, ketchup, and onion, ball caps from certain select high school and colleges in the area. So a lot of fun things happening, but most importantly, we have a compelling baseball team once again. We had another interesting off season, and no off season is the same. And as we head into the beginning of this spring training exhibition season, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in our outfield. We know our pitching's going to be solid. Our infield's going to be pretty darn good with some elite performers. And we put together an outfield that can run down. When you're all about pitching, you better have good defense. So guys in the outfield run down fly balls. And we're going to be a team that's, you know, going to be there standing at the end of the year with a chance to play in October. So it's going to be fun.
Well, I'm unbelievably impressed. Bruce was able to take that as far as he did with that Christmas song.
That was wild.
I mean, if you're standing over an eagle putt later on today, my guess is you're going to sink that bad.
Yeah, because of that song. Yeah. Well, again, I have a built-in excuse if I don't.
That's right. Yeah, an excuse if you miss it. See, it's not officially baseball season. Unless I hear that WEOL promo with Bobby D saying, "Hey, good morning, boys." And, of course, you know, we're up and at 'em early here, 5:43 Arizona time.
Yes,
and,
sir.
You know, it's beautiful out here in Arizona. You were talking about the prospects of the team this year. And tell you what, Bobby D, I was out there in the clubhouse yesterday, and it just seemed like those guys felt pretty loose, and they feel pretty confident. I think there's a lot of quiet confidence amongst that group right now. And some of the guys came out and said it, some kind of didn't want to come out and say it, but it really kind of felt like those guys looked at this season as an opportunity to prove a lot of people wrong.
Well, you're right, Andy, and it's good to have you out here in Goodyear, sir. And, you know, we're a team that has been relevant. I think that's an important word for our fans to understand that, you know, the relevance, a pretty important word when you think about it in terms of professional sports, that each and every season that you go into, that you're relevant. I think we've only played in the last 7 years. I think we've only played 8 baseball games in 7 years that did not have an impact on us playing baseball in October. Last year was 2.
Wow.
We got knocked out of the postseason picture on Saturday in D.C., and so we played Saturday and Sunday. So last year we played 2 games that did not affect the fact that we could play in October. We've talked about it I don't know how many times, but it's worth reminding everyone. No team in the American League has won more regular season games than the Cleveland Indians. Only the L.A. Dodgers have won more regular season games in the last 7 years when Tito Francona joined this franchise. And he's put a stamp on this baseball team where the moment he walked into our clubhouse, Andy, he created a sense of confidence, and he created a sense of credibility and integrity, and put his stamp on how our guys have to go about respecting one another and being professional out on that baseball field. You know, we've had to change our roster. Every team changes their roster years in and, you know, year in and year out. But throughout all that, we've been pretty consistent with putting solid quality and at times elite pitching. So that's what Tito talks about. He can go to sleep at night knowing that the next day when he wakes up, there's the guy standing in the middle of the diamond that gives us a chance to win. And our guys, Chris Antonetti, Mike Chernoff, Carter Hawkins, have done a remarkable job of just continuing to churn out some young star-studded pitching, which will carry you.
And there seems to be quite a bit of that. You know, not necessarily just at the big league level, but there's a lot of that throughout the system.
There is. We joke about the fact that it's pitching ninja school around here. And if you get a chance, and now that you're here, this place in about a week or so is just going to be busting at the seams, Andy. We have 225 young men, athletes that are part of the Cleveland Indians organization. There's 142, 43 staff members that take care of those 225 athletes, whether it's a coach, whether it's a strength coach, a trainer, performance coaches, nutritionists. This place, to see it operating at full steam is really a sight to behold. Again, 225 young men running around, a lot of them on the minor league side who always keep an eye towards the two big fields that are separating the clover leaf down below and then the two big league, major league fields, because that's their dream, is to be able. The walk is only about 20 yards from minor league clubhouse area to big league clubhouse area, but it's obviously much longer, and that's the dream for those kids to put on a Cleveland Indians uniform. Again, we're going to be good. We're going to be a team that in a three-team race, the White Sox have done some interesting things. The Twins, it'll be interesting, Andy, the way this season's going to go. The Twins and White Sox seem to, you know, have focused on hitting. We're going to focus on getting people out with our strong pitching, and Mr. Karinchak and Emmanuel Clase being added to the back end of the bullpen to give us a different look with those two power arms. So it's going to be fun. Three-team race, but, you know, we still have the confidence that we'll be playing baseball in October.
Baseball ninja school. See, now I'm a little afraid. When I walk around the complex, I'm not going to get kicked or chopped.
Maybe. You know, you never know. You got to keep your head on a swivel, buddy. Yeah.
I'm going to walk in padded tomorrow if that's the case. Yeah, I might need to be bandaged up. Well, we know you have other stops to make, my friend,
sir.
So we appreciate
your
time. Thank you so much, Andy, for stopping by.
Good to have you here, buddy.
Thank you, Bobby.
Hey, boys back there, stay warm.
We will. Thank you very much, Bobby.
See ya.
Bobby DiBiasio joining us here for Indians Radio Week, having a blast down here at Goodyear, Arizona. Always a pleasure catching up with Bobby D. Again, Indians Radio Week interviews are presented by Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Budweiser is a distributor of Maple City Ice.